crispy and well good.
I've never double dipped.
Too sexy. Better than Warburton's.
It's a lipstick. Pants off.
That has to be it over.
Damn it.
Delete it now. That's it. It's over.
Now then, thanks for joining us. This is the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Hemmo, and the Babbling Bell Brothers. LB and Rich, how are we diddly diddly doing, boys?
All good, son. All good?
I knew you'd be all good. We're all good. How's the weather up north? Get that one out of the way.
Soggy as, bro.
Yeah.
It just don't want to stop raining. It's like lovely weather, but then wet as well.
It feels like I've still only experienced maybe 4 days of rain.
Four days of rain.
It just doesn't seem to. It always blows by. And the other day there was a food festival on the Saturday. A big thing. Everyone's been talking about it. They cancelled it 2 days before because the weather was going to be really bad. Rainy, windy. And it wasn't. It ended up being really nice. And I was out there, out on my bike. I was doing an activity that I shall talk about a bit later. But yeah, I've just been blessed with a great summer so far.
Nice.
And it just leads on to so many other things. Like, I've been experiencing a lot of different chip shops.
Ooh,
down here. It's another level, man. They're tasty. Today I had a nice homemade fish cake from one of them. I don't know if they made it in their actual house, but it was made in-house. And it was bloody tasty. But I know you guys aren't into the fish that much, but even just the battered sausages are good. It's all nice. And when it's sunny, you got the sea there. It's nothing better.
A lovely little bit of seaside sausage.
That's me. Have you guys had anything nice?
While I was away in the lakes, I went to some well good Asian fusion place. No, I don't even think it was fusion. Mm-hmm. It's just Asian. But it was wicked.
Was it fancy though?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're into like fancy cuisine.
Yeah, it was well good.
What sort of things are we talking?
Nice.
One of my favourite things that I had was some like tempura battered tender stem broccoli with like lemon and stuff like that on it. It was freaking great. But you know where something's just like proper light, crispy and well good? It just was this. I had that with like some little skewers, some little gyozas, and then I had some like spicy beef curry.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Very nice. I had, when you're saying crispy and nice, I was thinking, I've been having quite a few corn dogs lately. There's a few corn dog places around. And then one of them did pudding. They do a panko fried Mars bar on a stick. And bloody hell, it was nice. And then the chip shop opposite my work does deep fried Whisper Golds. So I'm going to get one of them soon. Oof, I think that could be quite nice. Caramel dripping. Mm. Has anything major been going down lately?
What do you mean? What would define major?
Any major incidents. Cause for concern.
No cause for concern.
Your boy, Hemmo, that's me, he's been in hospital.
What? What's happening?
Yeah. He's not just been in hospital. He's been in an ambulance.
What?
Yeah. Not for myself. I'm absolutely fine. It's my Gemma. She, what do you think about my sneezes? Do you remember that I have violent sneezes?
Maybe the old backflip sneeze. No, I don't remember them being that bad.
Usually my thing when I sneeze is I generally sneeze like 20 times and they're all pretty violent ones. So by the end of it, I'm knackered. Anyway, that doesn't matter here. But basically Gemma sneezed once, just one sneeze. She pulled her back out, got down on the floor, like to try and straighten herself out. Didn't get off the floor again for 6 hours. Paramedics had to come out. And originally on the phone with 111, they said, we'll get paramedics to come around, they'll take you upstairs, they'll get you, like, give you enough gas and air or whatever to get you upstairs to bed. But when they turned up, it was just two young girls, like two 20-year-old girls in all their makeup and stuff, like they were just interrupted from a Saturday night out. So they instead took her in an ambulance and me to the hospital. And she was in lots and lots of pain. And we were in the hospital all night. It was like I was up for a 24-hour stint. And I was pretty much tripping by the end of that. It was mad. Don't recommend it. It's been a long time since I've done that. Okay. Eventually sorted her out, got her enough drugs to get her home, and she's been living in the living room on the sofa bed for the last couple of weeks, which is mad. But she's almost there. Today was the first day she's managed to walk upstairs and back downstairs. So tonight she's going to sleep upstairs for the first time. God. But augur spirits, yeah, luckily she's only had a couple of sneezes since.
Yeah, that's mad.
And it's always like, brace yourself, Freddy.
Was it a violent sneeze or was it just like a normal?
Just a normal sneeze. But she sneezed and then was dead silent. And I was like, bless you, expecting a thank you back. There was no thank you. She crawled to the floor. Aye, aye, aye. But it was good fun, you know, seeing your partner all drugged up on the gas and air. When a minute ago they were in writhing pain on the floor and now they're like... But yeah, so it's been a long time since I've been in a hospital at all. And because we were rushed in, like, in an ambulance and then taken in by them, and I'd been there for so long, when I eventually went to leave, I had no idea where I was. I was just lost in the middle of a hospital. We'd gone in through a back door as well. I had no trace of where I was. So that was not scary, but... And, well, I tell you, I went out of one bit. It's true what they say on the news. The corridors were lined with patients, as in beds. They were in the corridors all the way up and down. I was like, bloody hell, man. Soon as one, it was one in, one out, or 10 in, one out. But there you go. That's my crazy, crazy story. I didn't know if you had anything to rival that.
No sneeze level incidents.
How's Poppy's sneezes? Are they cute still, or are they really snotty?
No, she thinks they're pretty funny. Like, they're pretty like, what the hell was that? Yeah.
What just happened?
Like, she'll like look at you and be very excited by him.
Yeah, because you've got years of where you have to blow their nose for them.
Yeah.
Isn't it? What age do you remember when you eventually like, nah, man, I can do it myself.
You hate it for ages, isn't it? Like, it's like, get off, don't want me face wiped.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather have like, boogers.
No!
Just wipe them and lick them.
I don't know, I think... Kids.
I mean, I'll probably...
Yeah, there's just a bit of a transitional stage of like, well, no one's wiped me face anymore. I better start doing it myself.
Some other big things that have happened recently that we've not chatted about. I know it's probably old news now. What about that submarine that happened? What was your opinion while it was going on? Did you keep up to date with it? Did you care?
I don't think I followed it, but I've like seen it a lot on the news.
Yeah.
Other outlets.
Yeah. No conspiracies, no thoughts that you had. What's going on here? Billionaires on a submarine.
It just sounds like a... Like your bog standard Tuesday for the old billionaire. Like, I honestly, I don't even know anything about it. I know not.
Not even they had a little Xbox controller or whatever to control it.
No.
That's what they had. But it was like a cheap knockoff one, like a 10 quid Amazon.
What was that? What was that like? What was the like big 90s make that made like plaggy versions of Xbox and PlayStation controllers? Razer or something like that. What was it?
With a rumble pack as well.
Loads of turbo buttons on a Razer.
Yeah. Have you seen any good games lately? I watched one. Have you heard of this? Only Up.
Wags of it, mate.
It seems like everyone's been... Have you played it?
Yep.
I haven't played it, but I'd fancy it. Like, I've watched so many streamers playing it. It just looks like good fun. You just got to go up and up and climb
it's
up.
It's freaking infuriating.
Don't fall down, but if you fall down, you just got to climb back up again. Wow. Yeah. Do you feel like you've got quite far on it? Do you think you're any good?
I haven't played enough of it to be say, like, I'm good. Because I think to play it, you need to play in, like, a good stint.
Yeah. Was it on your gaming PC? Yeah. And I'm not sure because I've not seen what the streamers use, but is it a mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, mouse and keys on these.
Is it? Oh, okay. Right. Interesting. I don't have a keyboard.
Interesting. Like, a dude, I followed quite a lot of the, like, speed running record breaking. Like, it all happened within, like, a week. It was really exciting. Yeah. Like, the dude that did it in half an hour, which was, like, the time. And then a dude got it down to 20, like, shaved 10 minutes off by doing something nobody else had done. But, like, there were still errors in his 20 minutes that were, like, glaring, like, I fumbled and I missed a jump and it's like, there's windows to, like, better this. And
was he not just going straight back in and trying again?
Yeah, but the end exploit that they all use to get, like, the thing is so hard to do, like, to nail it perfectly, like,
yeah.
That I think
perfect hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, and like the game's so badly controlled. Anyway, and then I watched the dude do a sub 15 minute one. Like he shaved 5 minutes off it. And like it was awesome seeing the chat just like saying, I'm here, I was here, I was here, I was here for this. Like, because like this dude is going to like not just beat it, but like destroy the thing. And he did it. And he's just hear his girlfriend in the background, like, right, you promised, delete it now, delete the game. That's it. It's over. And he's just like, I'm out. I'm never looking at this again. Like, I've dominated it.
A little bit of history for a minute. And then 2 weeks' time, people have forgotten.
Yeah, but it was great just like watching it. Like, once a night, I'd like log on and see who like done the next one and like how much they were clearly like influencing each other and like perfecting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great, man. Like, I think stuff like that's really interesting, how like it is a bad game. As in, like, it's really broken. It doesn't run very well, yet it's got a secret sauce that, like...
Well, do you think some of these exploits, then, to get to the end really quick, were the designers, the developers, put them in there on purpose, or is it someone has literally been like, I'll just keep trying against this wall just
in case? So some of them are in there on purpose, but the one at the end, there is a dragon, and these dudes found that if you got to the end of its wing... As the animation of this thing flicked upwards, you could use that momentum to throw nearly half the map away in like one jump.
Okay.
And it's definitely not intended to be, you can like this is skipping so much game to get to the end. And it's just like, oh my God. Like, but I think it's that broken that it's sort of meant to be messed with, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, fair enough. I reckon a lot of them sort of games you end up seeing on YouTube, developers watching it anyway. They'll watch some of the speedruns and be like, oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
I should have patched that.
But
then it's different because I remember it wasn't a speedrun run, but for world records on that Stealth Bastard, when it was me and some other guy for ages just top, then he was top, then I was top, but we couldn't see what each other was doing. So it was like, how is he shaving off a second? Then it would be like, oh my God, he's done it again. And then I did it and it's just like, he doesn't know what I did though. But maybe he just eventually finds it. Oh.
Yeah, that stuff's so fascinating, man. It's like, it's not something I would want to get into, but like watching perfection being formed, like what is the you know, like in running, like the optimum running track where like people cross and go to like the inner lane and like just them figuring all of those, like
one step can make a difference.
It was great. So I've watched a lot of that.
One other video game related thing. Did you see NoClip? They found loads of old footage.
Yeah.
Thousands of videotapes.
Yeah, adverts.
I mean, who is it? Someone that worked within the industry?
They were going to go to landfill.
Yeah, it was all getting thrown away and they've saved it, but now it's going to take literally a year or whatever to convert it or get it digitized and posted.
So last night, I finished it this morning, I watched their Vampire Survivors documentary.
Ah, I saw it pop up, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God, man, it is great.
Yeah, it's only a short one, isn't
it? Half an hour?
Yeah, simple. Like,
and the main dude, the dude that made it, this Italian guy, he didn't want to be on camera. And Danny O'Dwyer is like, well, I did what any high-performing documentary maker would do is I made a vampire puppet, like, you know, like from the Muppets.
Yeah.
And he's just there, like, Danny O'Dwyer on one side and then just the puppets answering.
Interviewing the puppet.
And when it cuts to B-roll of him, like, developing it, it's the puppet with, like, six...
So a computer.
It's great. But the story of it is amazing, man. And, like, where this dude came from and, like, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. They make good stuff, but I'm looking forward to seeing all this lost footage, or just it's things like you can find a YouTube video game conference from 2000, but it'll be in really bad quality, whereas this is now going to be in HD. Oh yeah, there needs to be more old video game content. I love it. I love my nostalgia hits. How about, boys, what is Viva Magenta?
Is it
Viva?
Wasn't it that Spice Girls song?
Viva Magenta. I'll give you plenty. No. LB, any
Viva
ideas?
Viva Magenta.
Yeah.
Some sort of like...
Are you Googling
it? Is this fact checking it? Some sort of like Photoshop crack serial number software.
I'll give you its description and then see if you can guess what it is. It vibrates with vim and vigour. is a shade rooted in nature descending from the red family, and expressive of a new signal of strength. Viva magenta is brave and fearless, and a pulsating colour whose exuberance promotes a joyous and optimistic celebration, writing a new narrative.
It's a lipstick.
Something to do with auras.
I think LB is on the right sort of path.
How are we then?
But not really. Okay. It's Pantone or Pantone. What do you say?
Pantone.
The colours. That is. Oh, so Viva the colour of the year. Is. It's the colour of the year this year. 2023, it's been announced. Viva magenta. And I thought, in pod style, I've got a little quizzy quiz, a little built in. You're going to guess if it's real or not. Is it Pantone or is it pant off? Pants off. Pants on or pants off. All right. I've got a pencil. That's not a pencil. I thought it was. It's an arrow key. I'll just do it on my fingers.
I've got a pencil. What, do you want a LBRB chart?
I think there's 20. Okay.
Cool.
First one, lads. Flame Scarlet.
Oh, sorry. Do I need a pen?
No, I'm just doing the scars.
Okay. What do you reckon? Is it Pantone or Pants Off?
Pants Off.
I was going to say Pants Off as well.
Flame Scarlet is a Pantone colour.
Oh,
no points. Nil pois. Mint Breeze. Mint Breeze.
Pants off.
Pants off.
It is a pants off. I made it up. Okay, Rose Quartz.
Pants on.
Pants off.
It's pants off.
Damn it.
Classic Blue.
Pants on.
Pants on.
It's pants on.
Is this just where you're just going to imitate me now because you've got one more point than me?
Yeah.
Nah. He didn't even know that was an actual tactic, but he's going to do it now.
Same play, knots and crosses where you just like keep...
Always go in the centre.
Yeah.
Lavender Mist.
Pants off.
Pants on.
It's pants off.
Damn it.
Greenery.
Pants off.
It's pants on. Living Coral.
Pants on.
Pants on.
Pants on. Coral Reef.
Pants on.
Pants on.
Pants off.
Seems like such a pants on.
Sunset Gold.
Pants off.
Pants off.
Oh, man. LB's really away with it.
Ultraviolet.
Pants off.
Pants on.
Pants on. Mimosa.
Pants on.
Pants off.
Pants on.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come back.
Sky Blue.
Pants off.
Pants off.
It's pants off. Masala.
Pants on.
Pants on.
Pants on. Lemon Zest.
Pants off.
Pants off. Sand Dollar.
Sand Dollar.
Yep, Sand Dollar.
Pants on.
Pants off.
Pants on.
Damn it, I was playing the gamble. I had to try and close the gap.
I was like, he wouldn't have named one dollar.
Right, five more to go. Orchid Bloom.
Pants on.
It's pants off. Honeysuckle.
Pants off.
Pants on.
Pants on. Tangerine Tango.
Pants on.
Pants off.
Pants on.
Yes, the gap has been closed. It's never.
Ocean Wave.
Pants off.
Cocks out.
It is pants off. So yeah, cocks out. Emerald Green.
Pants on.
Pants off.
Pants off.
Yeah!
Is that me? Rich has taken it. Yeah. Rich has got his pants on and LB left with his pants off.
Pants down.
I'm going to contest this.
What?
You're telling me that there's no Pantone colour called Emerald Green? Oh. Pantone color of the year 2013, emerald green.
I said emerald green.
I'm on pantone.com.
Bloody fact checking, LB.
Mate, we've drawed it.
It's a tie.
We've tied it.
It's a tie.
Mate, emerald green. No such thing.
Mate, I'm pretty sure sky blue wasn't one as well.
Do you want me to just do a little fact check on sky blue?
Maybe I should have fact checked them more.
What was that other one? Search Sky Columbo or whatever that colour was.
No sky blues.
No sky blues.
What was the other one? Desert Storm or something. What was that?
Orchid Bloom.
No, there was
the one that I got, the dollar.
Yeah,
Tangerine
dollar.
Tango.
No, some dollar.
Sand dollar.
Sand dollar.
That is one.
Yep, sand dollar's in there, mate.
Yep, there you go. Right, moving on anyway. I'll tell you something that looks like a Pantone chart, if you've seen it a lot on the news lately. Bloody heat maps of the countries. The whole world's on fire, man. Bloody roasting. What do you reckon to this?
It's not happening here, though, is it? No. We're very much in the blue section of that. Pantone.
I mean, we
had
we had a bit of a heat wave recently. Where was it? No. Coningsby.
No, sand dollar.
Have you ever been Coningsby?
Yeah.
In the UK, that's the place that's been the hottest ever. And it was last week or the other week. 40.3 degrees. It's pretty hot.
It's under magnifying glass.
Well, I don't know. But it's just so many countries at the moment. What's that? Death Valley?
Yeah.
At midnight the other day, it was 50 degrees. And it's supposed to cool down at night. China is like 53 degrees somewhere in China.
It's getting hot in here.
It is indeed. Have you had any other new snacks lately? I saw LB at the beginning of the pod was munching on a little Magnum.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Billionaire's Caramel Magnums? Is that what that was? They're the ones, man.
True pleasure for the future is what the strapline on this little Magnum is.
I say true pleasure right now in the present when I'm eating it.
Yeah, this was like a Caramacky sort of one. Caramel on the insides. Yeah, it was decent. However, the mini version of it was way better than the big version.
I find that anyway. Just the ratio is a bit better. I've had another frozen treat recently. I don't know how often you're having frozen pizzas. Have you ever had a Crosta and Mollica? I see these around quite a bit at the moment. But there's a two-pack. Like, you can get the big pizzas, but there's a two-pack. Instead of getting your shitty little Chicago Towns two-pack that you microwave over, this is a two-pack pizza where it's kind of like a 8-inch. And the flavour that I get is called Stromboli, which I like because it's like tombola. It's a sourdough, spicy cow breeze and salami. And it's fucking delicious.
Does that have what you call it on? The aniseed vegetable. What's that called?
No. Fennel.
Fennel. I had one that had fennel on tonight.
Yeah.
It's well good.
What, a Crosta and Mollica?
I don't know. I'm just going to look up the brand of pizza that I had this evening.
It's yeah, not I've,
frozen.
I've messed with one of them strombolis.
Stromboli! I sent you boys a photo the other day of a great new snack. Our man Roy from Coronation Street has got his own line of bread rolls out. Roy's Rolls. And it actually has Coronation Street on it. I think it was just the co-op that sells it. But if you're a big fan of Corrie, get out there, get yourself some Roy's Rolls. I give them 10 out of 10. They were tasty. Better than Warburton's.
Well, what did you put in Roy's Roll? Betty's Hot Pot?
No, that's the way you're supposed to eat them. Just straight up. Put them in the oven for 10 minutes.
Chowing down on his virgin back. Big thing in my life, treat-wise, liquid treat.
Ooh.
As I...
Sparkling what?
No, mate, I'm not a fucking psychopath. As
a knock on the head.
As I, you know, take on my true dad form, I am so...
Breast milk.
...in to Pukka tea. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, what, all different ones?
So I've got the Big Daddy selection box of, like, every colour under the sun.
Yeah.
Trying them all. But I'm all about the Revitalize, mate. That is the one.
What's in that one? Is that a purple?
It's red.
Red.
What have I just missed, dear? What are you drinking?
Rich is into herbal tea.
Oh, herbal teas. Tea. Okay, yeah.
And this is a burst of warming cinnamon, cardamom, and ginger. And my God, it is
LB
awesome.
Was into them not that long ago, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm into the teas, yeah. Sleepy teas.
I need to get some sleepy teas.
I've hit the sleepy tea section of it the least because I'm just trying all these other ones. I'm not really into the too fruity ones, not my bag.
Yeah, usually the sleepy ones aren't fruity, they're more like...
Yeah, but I'm just meaning my big selection box of pucker teas. Like, mate, it's like a briefcase, like, honestly. So
how are you with just like a peppermint? I love a minty tea.
Yeah, I'm packing in the peppermints, man. And licorice, I think, is the pucker one that I've got.
Yeah, that's all right. Nice.
But yeah, annoyingly, Harry B has joined me on this journey and I'm getting through this box way faster than I want to be.
Are you a tea bag, leave it in and go for a refill?
I'm not a dirty bastard. I'll leave the tea bag in while I'm drinking it, but then that's it, mate. The
thing is, if you took that tea bag out, because when you leave it in, I think sometimes they go too strong. By the time you finished it, it's like, what the hell?
So Nebs.
I reckon you can get two out of one.
I've never double dipped. But annoyingly, I'm now all out of Revitalize. I've not got any of my favourite flavour left because I just couldn't resist knacking them in.
I suppose that's one of the benefits, though. You can just boil the kettle, chuck a tea bag in and walk off.
Yeah.
You're done.
But no, they've been in the cupboard for ages. And I was thinking, I was doing a bit of a tidy up and I thought, all of this needs to go, man. We never have any of these teas. And I was reading them. I was like, that sounds all right, actually. I'll pop one of them in.
So have you cut down on coffee at all, or is it just an extra addition?
I've neither cut down on coffee or regular tea. I've just upped the intake to another bag.
Do you mind if it goes cold, or does it have to be consumed hot?
I can't have my tea too hot. It's got to be pretty much I'm going to gulp it all down in like 2 minutes. So
yeah, I drink 80% of my cups of tea cold. They're always too hot to start, so I think I'll leave that for 10 minutes and then I forget and I come back half an hour later and down it.
They're about my 4:30, 5 o'clock tea bag, one a day.
Okay.
But yeah, I've not had this super green, supreme matcha one. Yeah, there's lots of them left. I've not tried them.
Yeah.
Are you into the old matcha, Hemo?
I've had a couple of nice matchas, like creamy matcha chai tea or whatever, but I'm not overly massive into it. I would never think where I'm ordering it. No.
Are you into it, LB? Did you say?
I've never had one. I've never matched. Have you kombucha'd?
Oh, I don't like kombucha. Not for me. We used to sell it in my pub. And no.
Any sort of gingery, quite spicy ones I'm all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like spicy ginger drinks in general. Tea or ginger beer.
What about like a turmeric one? Are you into that?
Yeah, into that as well. Or like doing it real as well with actual just turmeric and like milk or whatever.
So yeah,
is it turmeric milk and honey? A bit of that.
I'm mad for it.
No new like sweet snackies?
I think I've actually like narrowed it down that my sweet of choice is just sour jelly.
Yeah, I think you did actually say that not long ago. You proper
and
targeted it, honed in.
My chockey is a fruit and nut, and I just do not deviate from that path anymore. But I went to Iceland on Sunday, and they've got huge bars of fruit and nut for $2. So I stocked up on that, mate. I'm big into it.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I like a fruit and nut. And I remember so often as a kid, I wish they just did a fruit one because I didn't like nuts. So it was like I used to eat it. And then just spit the nuts out.
I took Poppy to see her first ever live gig on Sunday.
Ooh. What was that then? In a venue?
So at the top of my road, there is a little pub called Brick House.
Yeah.
It's proper night in there. And me and LB have witnessed said band. I don't know where we'd been, me and you, but we'd been somewhere and we thought, oh, we'll go for one crafty pint in Angel. And it was like a little Irish folk sort of collective.
Like
do you know?
Accordion, whistles, flute
just loads of dudes, banjos, like little mandolin-y looking things, some dude with just a drum, a couple of people have just got recorders, a violinist.
Is it quite upbeat stuff? Or
yeah, and like they're just totally riffing, jamming away together.
Cool.
Do you remember, LB, we walked in and we were like, mate, this seems awesome, but we've got to go home. Like, what? It was the end of whatever we were doing. We saw that and we're like, oh, man. Anyway.
Had we been to see the Beatles Get Back?
Yeah, we'd been to see Get Back. That's what we'd done. And anyway, they each Sunday of the month, apparently they're in a different pub in Nottingham. One of them, one Sunday of the month, it is the Angel. And one is the one at the top of the road. So
how do you remember the name of them and saw that they were playing there?
No, this is just pure chance. I'd been doing like wads of house jobs at the weekend. So I was like knackered. I was like, I haven't been like out the house all weekend. Just should we go for a walk and just go have a pint? Like, just so I just get out and just chill for. Yep. And then as we walked in, the dude at the bar had his little briefcase with his banjo in, and I was like, get in. And I said, mate, are you playing today? He's like, yeah, in half an hour. And it was just so cool. Like, there was three of them to start with, and they're playing. Then just like 20 minutes later, like, all right, John. And then he'd just get his flute out or whatever. And it just ended up, mate, the whole pub was practically the band. Like, all riffing together. And Pops absolutely flipping loved it, man. She was mad for it.
How loud was it? Was it?
No, because no one's plugged anything in. And like, you know, it's a bit of foot stomping and that, but she was just sat on me.
And a few guys are there buzzing as well.
Yeah. And she's just like rocking out. And then she fell asleep to it all. She just loved it. Yeah. It was great, man. It's not really my sort of music, but when you're just watching people like do what they love, as like 10 people all playing together is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's still quite fascinating to see that all come together.
That and a couple of really good bevs was good, man.
Awesome. Sweet. Nice. Is she going to have any other big experiences soon? How about her first cinema trip? How old do the kids have to be to go to cinema?
You can go now.
But what if she cries?
So I think it's on Saturday mornings at the Showcase, they have like
special
just movies for adults, like John Wick or whatever.
Okay,
but it's so that you can go with other parents and like everyone's of the appreciation. If your baby's cries, like that's just it,
it's all right. Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's cool. I thought you meant they were gonna like play fucking Teletubbies on the
like John Wick might be a bad example, but any movie in this time slot is like, this one's the one for mums and dads to go and
bring your babies.
Yeah, and if everyone's crying, it's like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so cool. So are you planning on doing that?
I don't think so.
No.
Well,
I brought up the cinema because I've only been to the cinema twice.
Twice?
Two solo jobs, went on my own.
Nice.
The other one's crippled. I went to see Indiana Jones. This is me segueing into, have you bloody seen it?
Okay.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
I saw Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Have you, any of you seen it?
Nope.
Not yet, man.
It was good. The first, I mean, I don't think this is, do you mind? It's not really a spoiler or anything. First 20 minutes is old Indy, as in young Indy.
Right.
And it is done so good. The visual effects, amazing. Like I was thinking they might as well just make another Indiana Jones film with young Indy in it. It was just the audio was slightly off because they couldn't quite youngify his voice. So it sounded like old Harrison Ford sometimes talking through a young face, but bloody good. And the film overall, a lot better than the last film, a lot better. It was all right. It wasn't too bad without spoiling anything else. It was a good enough adventure. It was pretty much half and half Indy and the girl.
Yeah.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge's, whatever her name is. It was decent. I'd recommend definitely see it if you're into Indy. It's not like they've made him terrible or anything.
They've already done that.
Yeah. Maybe just forget that one. I also went to the cinema to see Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Another film, right? My review without spoilers for this one is, the last movie, felt a little bit too long, but I don't mind. It was like a big, long adventure, and then it was over. This one, it was really long, and it's part one. So you're in the cinema, and by the time you've been sat down for 3 hours anyway, you're kind of like, oh, I just want to stand up and stretch. Because you never know where the end's coming. It could end at any point because it's part one. There's no need for it to wrap up anything. So I was just sitting there like, and I shouldn't be thinking that when I'm watching a film, but I was getting uncomfortable with the time. I think the reason the time is like that is because basically it's half an hour car chase, half an hour shootout, half an hour aeroplane, half an hour train, massive big set pieces rather than, you know, just a quick one in and out. It's so big. But you know the stunts are real and you can appreciate that. It looks great. My only other issue is Tom Cruise's face. He just sometimes he looks a bit weird because he's sort of squinting a bit now. I don't know if he's had a bit of surgery or anything or just getting old, but apart from that, all good. What do you think will happen? Will they pass on the torch, do you think?
Nah,
he'll just end it and that's it. Nah, like the Mission Impossible torch to someone else.
Nah.
New agent.
He wouldn't have it, mate.
Nah, he would just die with him.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure that's why they brought Jeremy Renner in and then he faced Renner out.
Yeah. Well, it's all about Peg now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Peg's the main sidekick. So anyway, you seen anything else? Have you seen anything in the cinema or just anything good on telly or whatever?
I haven't been back since Wick. Wick put me off going to see Impossible.
Yeah.
It's too action-packed.
Are you still thinking about Oppenheimer, either of you? For a cinema job?
Mebs. I don't know, man. My time to go is a trickier aspect.
Yeah. Yeah, so what else have you seen?
I've been watching A Hijack on Apple TV. Yeah, series.
Okay.
With Idris Elba in.
I was just about to sign up for Apple TV on my PlayStation. If you've got a PS5, you get 6 months free.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been watching that. The new episodes are out on Wednesdays.
Yeah. I've been watching an Apple one. I think I might have mentioned it before on the pod, but I don't know. The Crowded Room. I think I mentioned it on the pod as if I'd finished it because I thought it was over.
Right, okay.
But it turns out there's another 4 episodes, so I've seen another two. It's really good. The Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Just him, multiple personalities, him having to figure that out because he, for the first 6 episodes, you thought there were all these different characters, but it turns out, no, it was all just him. That's not a spoiler, by the way.
I think you watched the first season, Abby. I don't know if you've watched any of the new ones. The old Lincoln Lawyer.
Not yet, mate. Not yet. Oh. It's on the old list.
It's on the list.
It's a bit annoying in the fact that they've released half of it, but the next half comes out at the beginning of August.
Can you just remind me, is that like courtroom drama? Because he does it out of his car.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have an office.
He's got an office now.
Yeah. He's got an office now.
Yeah. Plot twist.
That's not a spoiler, by the way. He's just got an office in season 2.
But it's all right. More
courtroom drama, mate, yeah.
You seem much rich.
So, my telly watching stints are few and far between of big stuff because I usually watch it with Holly, which is like now the time where me and Holly are like physically in the same room.
Yeah.
And can fully focus is not that often. But we have just finished watching True Detective season 3. I never watched. And I got put off by True Detective because of season 2. I only watched like 2 episodes. I thought it was poo. I just sacked it off. Didn't go back to the well. And then a couple of weeks ago, I saw the trailer for the new season, which has got Jodie Foster in. And I thought, oh, well, that looks really good. It's set in Alaska. I really like sort of any kind of murder, mystery, crime thing in Alaska. It's freaky. It's dark. It's snowy. Yeah. So I was like, oh. And I thought, oh, I wonder what the third one was about. And it is the dude that is going to be Blade. And he was in the 4400. What's that dude called? Oh, his name's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Mercy. Yeah. I need to say his name because it's oh my god, it's like the Mahershala Ali, his name is. Okay. Yeah, it is so, so good, man.
So is it more based on just one detective this time, where
no.
First one it was two, second one it was four or five?
Two. It is back two. To two.
Okay.
It is set over multiple time periods.
Nice. Is it, do you have like an interview? Are there any similar features?
Yes,
to
it
the
is so like season one in right. like interview.
Yep.
It starts with him as a very, very old man. He's been interviewed about a past case.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts back to him being like 19, yep. 20 when the case starts. And then there is like a midpoint and then another time period. And you're watching mm-hmm. all of them simultaneously.
Right.
And like even between like cuts to different scenes, you are watching like all four time periods pan out at the same time. And it's,
what's the main thing? Is it a murder?
Two, a little boy and a little girl say to their dad, we're going to go off and play on their bikes. They, he says, yeah, you've got to be back by 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock mm-hmm. comes. They don't come back.
Right.
And the policeman get a call. Him and the other detective, they're not even really good detectives. The people that go to the case, and they just get sucked in and they can't find them. Ooh. And it just goes from there, man. It is so good. And yeah, it's so sick. It's awesome. It, the way that they like delineate the four time periods and you are so sure which one you're in is so genius. Like, I don't like, because some of the time periods are not too far apart, but like, it's so obvious where, like, you know, just like scene one, scene two, scene three, scene four, like, you're skipping like 50 years, but you're like, can follow it so well, and like, which seems like it would be a nightmare. The payoff's awesome. Like, everything about it is just so sick. And like,
ooh.
They're good at like what people you haven't seen in the later ones. And it's like, are they dead? Are they holding them back course, to not show me? And all, like, all sorts of like, yeah, it's sick, man. Like, it's so, and like, you know, stuff that they don't know yet because you're watching like the future.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's really good. Cool. Definitely recommend. If you're,
so when's the new one out?
Like pretty soon.
The Jodie Foster one.
Pretty okay. soon.
So
which is what maybe get this put me on watching then. This one.
So did you go back and watch season two or did you just go straight to
No, because I just didn't like it. I find Vince Vaughn trying to be serious is just funny Vince Vaughn that's not funny. Like,
yeah, I definitely didn't find
and
it.
And Rachel McAdams
Colin
was
Farrell
just
wasn't even good.
None of it was good, man. This one is really flipping good and it's way more like what season one was
so
like.
So you don't have to watch the other seasons to know what's going on?
No, 100%. Cool. He is like, steals the show. His partner in it is incredible. His partner, the other cop with him, my favourite character by far. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was so, so sick. So watch that. A random as pull that I've not watched since we were all probably last together in Lincolnian.
Okay.
And like I say, time for watching TV is limited. Like even like our tea time, like we put Pops to bed, we need to get Harry fed. Like, so he's got time to like hang out. Like a lot of stuff, like time-wise is like very different. Like we used to sit and watch like a full 40 minute, an hour episode of summit with dinner, where now it's like 20 minutes. We've got to watch summit quick. And I was on Now TV, just like flicking through, thinking, I wonder if I can find anything that's like 20 minutes an episode to like just summit, like throw away, easy to watch with tea. And we, obviously, Harry and Holes have never seen it. We watched and have just finished Flight of the Conchords season one, man.
Nice.
Oh, my God. What a trip down memory lane. And
I think I watched it maybe this year, I reckon. Maybe
oh, really?
Beginning of the year. Yep.
And just like, every song's a banger. I know every word. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Harry absolutely is obsessed with it, man.
Sweet.
So yeah,
we watched that live gig they did in London last year.
Yeah,
I remember watching that. That was good.
So yeah, we just finished that. So they're like my two mainies that we watched.
Cool.
And then I watched Avatar 2.
Ooh.
Avatar Deuce.
And how was it then?
10 out of 10. Loved it.
Yeah.
Banger. Yeah. Long as Foog. But it was
like how did you fit that in then? Was that over a couple of weeks?
No, that was late Saturday night, like once Pops had gone to sleep.
All in a wanna?
All in a wanna. Like, this is the plan. We're knuckling down. We're going to watch this. And it was
sort of pretty middling. Like, not a lot happened, like, story-wise for a long stretch of the movie. Like, no action or anything. And it was just awesome living in their cultures and learning.
Lovely,
like,
beauty.
And I paused it. I was like, when was the last time either of you remembered it was all CGI? And it was just like, it's mad, man, how good it is, like, quality-wise. So, yeah, this weekend actually was our movie pack because we watched Avatar 2 and I watched 65 Million.
Oh, yeah. What did you reckon to that then?
Loved it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
It was like throwaway trash of the best kind.
Mm-hmm. Yep, like, not much goes on. Easy to figure out.
The plot is just words written at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Cool. Watch some dino future. Yeah, it was good. Loved it.
Yeah, sweet.
So yeah, that's my. But no, I proper recommend True Detective. Like, I'm gutted it's finished. Do you know, like, when you
was there any sort of paranormal stuff or weirdness in it?
There's weirdness for sure, yeah. But there's no paranormal.
Okay.
And there's some stuff I'm desperate to say, but I don't want to spoil it.
No. I'm gonna check it out, man.
Yeah.
I need to watch something like that.
Yeah. Do you know, like, when you're just like 10 minutes into something and you're like, this is heavy duty, and I love it. Like, much like the first scene, it has like lots of weight, and like, God, this is depressing and dark, and like, whoa. Yeah, it's good.
I tell you what, I've got one more last quick one. You might have heard of it, as you may not see it. Iconic or Icon? Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp.
I keep seeing the trailers for it on the Weeknd. TV. Yeah, I've seen the poster.
It's
very,
like,
sexy, isn't it, this program?
Yeah, it's makers of Euphoria, which was like a big hit one. I didn't want to watch it. It just happened to be on, and I got sucked in because it's just weird. It is too sexy. Yeah. It's too naughty sexy. Like, this ain't right.
Mm.
And like, it just didn't seem right. There was too much tits and too like this, that thing. It just, nothing was there. It was always uncomfortable and unnecessary. It really felt like they're just doing this
to be talked about.
And some of the stuff, you're like, oh God. But it did suck me in. I did want to watch more.
So you binged it.
Yeah.
Can't we? Season 2 comes out.
Wow. I was hoping, when it was finishing, it was like, I swear there better not be a season 2. That has to be it over. I hope it gets banned. And then a little tiny clip comes up after the credits, like, oh, fuck's sake, they're definitely going to do another one.
I watched first episode of Witcher last night.
Oh, new series?
Yeah.
Without Henry Cavill?
No, this is the final Cavill
season.
He's
still in it, okay.
Yeah, okay. It was banging. Holly's was fuming. We were doing pod because she was like, "We watch Witcher," because I was like, "No, mate, so good." I can't believe they haven't fought to keep him.
He is the Witcher. Maybe they'll turn it around.
But like, it is mad that Henry Cavill is in a Netflix TV show. Like,
because he loves, like, the Witcher.
Yeah, but I mean,
the perfect one.
In terms of A-list celebrity, he, like, you know, he was freaking Superman. He's like up there with Tom Cruise, and like, he's
what level is Witcher? Because it does look really good, but is it like top budget? Is it Stranger Things budget?
I don't know. Good question. I have no idea.
It's hard because of, like, costumes obviously cost money, and filming locations. Sometimes there's lots of people, but the special effects are good.
Yeah, they're not good enough. No, interesting. But no, it was good. I loved it.
Witcher. Toss a coin, eh?
Yeah, toss a coin.
Right, that's about it then for this episode. Podcast ends here. It can all wait till next time. Go on, website, blah, 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 blah.
Podcast.
Bye.